Today I'd like to focus on the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. It's a wonderful reading from chapter 14. It's one of probably the most humorous events in the entire New Testament. And it had to do with Paul and Barnabas. And we see that Paul and Barnabas were on their missionary journeys, traveling around, preaching that Jesus Christ is the Lord, the Savior, that He's risen from the dead, that people had to accept Jesus. And because of this, they were attacked, it says. They were stoned. They were in Iconium. It says both the Jews and the Gentiles together attacked them and stoned them. And so they had to flee those cities. And so they went to Lystra and Derbe to continue to proclaim the good news of salvation, that salvation comes through Jesus Christ. So they get to Lystra, and when they're going through the city, there is a crippled man. And this man was lame from birth. He had never walked in his entire life. So we heard St. Paul preach, and St. Paul saw that this man had the seeds of faith. He was a pagan, but he had the seeds of faith. Paul looked at him, says he knew he had the faith to be healed. And so Paul calls out in a loud voice, "Stand up, walk, you know, stand on your feet." So this man who had never walked in his whole life, who had been crippled from birth, says, jumped up and began to walk around. It was a great miracle. Well, the crowd saw this and they cried out in their own language, the Lyconian language, that Paul and Barnabas were gods, that gods have come down in human form. Because there was a legend among the ancient people, among these pagans, that sometimes the gods do show up in human form, and if you offer them hospitality, they will bless you, and they will work miracles and do all sorts of things. So they figured that these gods have reappeared, and this legend has come true. So they began to shout out that Paul and Barnabas were gods, and humorously, they named Barnabas Zeus because he was a big guy. You know, Paul was a little fellow, but he was the speaker. He was the one who talked. And so they called him Hermes or Mercury, you know, the messenger. So Paul, they said, "Well, this must be the god Hermes, and Barnabas, because he's a big guy, he must be Zeus." And even the chief priest of the temple of Zeus heard about this, and he now comes out from the temple, pulling oxen and garlands in order to sacrifice them before these two gods, Paul and Barnabas. So I'm sure these guys are just going, Paul and Barnabas are just so upset, going crazy. This is just the opposite of what we wanted to happen. We're here preaching the one true God and Jesus Christ, His Son, and now they're coming out thinking that we're gods. And so what do they do? It says Paul and Barnabas tore their garments, which was a sign of total rejection of what was said. Remember when Jesus was before the high priest and he said, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the living God?" What did Jesus say? Jesus says, "I am." It says the high priest tore his garment, which was a sign that he heard blasphemy. So he tore his garment and says, "What further need have we of witnesses? He said it himself. Let's put him to death." So this was, again, something that the Jewish people would do if they heard something that was completely wrong, completely, in their mind, completely blasphemous. So Paul and Barnabas tear their garments to also show that they're not gods. They're men like everyone else. And then they begin to preach. And they begin to say, this is exactly what we're trying to bring you out of. This idea of all these pagan gods, of Zeus and Hermes and all these pagan gods. We're here to tell you that there is one God. This one God is the one who created all these things, who created nature, who created us. And then in a very short few sentences, Paul is able to explain that they are men just like them. And we've come to bring you good news, to turn you away from these idols to the one true God, the living God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. He says, in past generations, the Gentiles went their own ways, but now God is not leaving you this way. He's sending us to tell you the truth, that there is one true God who created everything, in fact, who sends the rain, who gives the seasons, who fills you with food and gladness. And it says, so St. Paul was able to try to convince them that they should give up these false gods and worship the one true God, the God who created all things. It says, even with these words, they scarcely restrained the crowds from offering sacrifice to them. So again, a very, very interesting passage. Again, one of the most, for Paul and Barnabas, obviously a very disturbing and upsetting event. The fact that they almost had oxen slayed in front of them as sacrifice. But thanks be to God, they were able to convince these Gentiles that they were human beings and that they must give up paganism and worship the one true God.